T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with us right now from Goodwill and Get Hired Connecticut, the Career Expo, are Jeremy Moser.
Moser
and Patrick Jones. Jeremy, your Director of Communications. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
And Patrick, Career Center Coach. Hi, Patrick.
Hello. Good morning. Thank
good
you for
morning.
Us.
So
all right. How do I get a new job?
Right.
That's what we need to talk about.
Because we're in a dead-end job right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think you guys are doing pretty well. I think you guys are all set. But for other folks, Get Hired CT, Career Expo happening at the Convention Center. This is the largest free public career services event in the region.
Mm-hmm.
We have 120 employers coming from all over the state, including Massachusetts and New York, so other states as well. And, you know, they're hiring for 10,000 plus jobs. So if you're looking for a job, if you're unemployed, underemployed, or mm-hmm. simply unhappy in your current situation,
salt,
this is the place you need to be.
What are some of the jobs that you have?
So we actually have a variety of industries. We don't really focus in on one industry.
Great.
So we actually have industries such as retail, hospitality, healthcare, manufacturing, aviation. We have truly every industry represented at this Career Expo.
So Patrick, you're a career coach, right?
Yes, I am.
Let's run our candidate, Salt,
yeah.
through some tips on Mr. Do and Mr. Don't shows up for these interviews.
Should I show up in flip-flops?
Please don't.
Okay.
Definitely not flip-flops. The best tips I can give to job seekers out there who want to attend the event, have plenty of copies of your resume. 5 is simply not enough for a career expo of this size. Again, 120 employers. I definitely recommend dressing to impress. No mm-hmm. flip-flops, no sweatpants.
What if they're really nice sweatpants?
Do they at least like?
They're like Kanye sweatpants. Yeah, they're joggers.
Okay, I would recommend to bring out the suits, the pantsuits, whatever the button downs, the ties, whatever you got.
Should your resume be online at this point?
So yeah, you should definitely have applied to. So actually, that brings me to my last tip. So I recommend going to gethiredct.com and checking out all the employers we have. You know, coming to the event. And if you click on any one of the names, it'll take you right to their job search page, and you can upload your resume right to their application.
Like doing a little, you know, reconnaissance. Yeah, and you're saying, hey, I've researched you before.
Exactly.
I want a job with you. I know a little bit about this. I'm already in your system.
Exactly.
That way it'll
impress
them.
You're saying that I actually already applied. I just wanted to get some face-to-face time with you guys. Definitely would recommend doing that.
Jeremy, what's the biggest mistake you've seen people make when they're trying to present themselves, you know, to get a new job?
Goodness. I'm not sure what the biggest mistake is that I've seen, but I do think it's super beneficial to do your research, do your homework, to find out mm-hmm. what those businesses are hiring for. And that's probably most beneficial for job seekers. So when you talk about, well, what's the biggest mistake? I mean, one might be that they haven't done the research. They don't know.
Yeah.
And so you're spending time with a recruiter that's not nearly as meaningful because you don't know what they're hiring for. So then you have to go through that part of the conversation before you can ever talk about what you're qualified for.
You shouldn't show up for, you know, looking for a job for one company wearing the competitor's T-shirt.
That's probably not advised. Yeah.
I also think you should just avoid eye contact in general.
Look shifty?
It's way better. I think I'm very desirable.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what the success rate is of going to an expo like yours for people trying to get a job?
So for ours specifically, you know, it's really hard to get those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know is for American Eagle Financial Credit Union, who have been there every year we've done this, and this is the fourth year, they continue to find people to employ. And then Bob's Discount Furniture, who hired 8 individuals from the event last year.
Oh, cool. That's great.
So it is happening. People are getting hired. And
like all walks of life, from someone who has a high school degree to someone who has a master's degree and everything in between.
You got it. Entry level to executive level. That's what we say. Like Patrick said, all industries are represented, but so are the levels of jobs that are available.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I used to be a doctor in Massachusetts, but when I moved to Connecticut, I couldn't, you know, get my license here.
He's been banned.
Crazy.
He can't even go to your career expo.
No, I'm not allowed.
That's how bad it is.
Oh my goodness. Well, Yale New Haven Health is going to be there, so I'm sorry to hear that you've had you know, that struggle.
That's way above me.
Yeah. Sorry.
So mark your calendars for Tuesday, September 24th. At the Connecticut Convention Center. All-day affair?
Well, it's from 11 to 3.
Okay.
So certainly show up prepared, eager, excited.
Those 4 hours, that's like a full day for me. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeremy, Director of Communications, and Patrick, Career Center Coach, for coming in representing Goodwill Get Hired CT. This is going to be a great event.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.